fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of November. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone, you can give Sam a call, order a product, a custom rifle, beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We're having a discussion about protection from thermal imaging devices. Let's continue, Sam.
So is our caller still with us?
I think he is.
Yeah, Wayne? I'm still here.
So, Wayne, yeah. You've had a commercial break or something to think a little bit about what we've talked about, but the key things is, one, to test from the sides, front, back, and above it, with your thermal device. Inspect that suit and make sure that you don't treat the situation like just your body heat is the only element you have to deal with, because you have to deal with the heat from your breath. You have to deal with things that you touch. You have to understand how to manage those things to avoid detection. Now, do you have any questions related to that topic that we haven't touched on?
Well, I will say this. As far as your listeners, I am going to encourage everyone to come up with the money to get into some thermal imaging scopes or scope for their rifle.
Yep.
The way I understand it is 19 out of 20 shootings from the FBI occur in either extremely low light or in the dark. And you're right when you talk about night fighting. That's basically, for the most part, when it's going to happen. So, and by the way, I finally ended up picking up the Pulsar Apex XQ38. It's in the market. I really wanted to get a Trigicon. You know, they're $1,000. But I've tested this thing. It's better than nothing. I've got hundreds and hundreds of batteries for it. It's really the best I can do.
Well, that's all you can do. You know, it's so a lot of people that aren't familiar with thermal don't understand why it's such an advantage. I was talking to a Missouri State Trooper a few days ago, and when he introduced himself on the phone. He's like, "We've actually met." And I said, "Really, where?" And he said, "In Ferguson in 2014. And I said, I don't remember your name. I apologize." He says, "Well, we never exchanged names. I was on top of the firehouse looking at you through the scope of my sniper weapon system, and you were on top of the Savoy building looking at me through the thermal scope on your suppressed 308. I said, "You must be the guy I saw the pupil and eyeball of magnified in the objective lens of the state trooper scope that was on top of the firehouse on Monday night." He said, "Yeah, that was me." And it was a fascinating conversation to talk about Ferguson from my perspective and from his perspective. And a lot of people don't know this, and I want to tell you this right now. The Department of Justice ordered the Highway Patrol to shoot the Patriot citizens that were on the rooftops in Ferguson guarding and protecting people. The Highway Patrol of Missouri told them they weren't going to do it because those guys were better armed than the highway patrolmen were. And there was a push and a pull there between the federal government and the state government. Well, good for the Missouri Highway Patrol for standing up for their oath. Proud of them.
Well, I personally think there's going to be a huge push and pull coming up here.
Well, and the interesting part of the discussion relative to your question, Wayne, is he told me he could see some of the guys when they were moving into position on the rooftops. He could see the thermals on their weapon sights, and then we would disappear, and he couldn't see us anymore because with his night vision, the lights that were on the upper edge of the perimeter of the building would cast this huge halo and blind him to what was going on the rooftops of the buildings we were guarding. And he said, once he saw the thermals on our weapons, he said he knew we could see them no matter what the situation, and he couldn't see us. And the FBI was trying to give him a count. They had an aircraft circling above that had a Stingray on it and was jamming the cell phones and draining the batteries of the cell phones. They have these electronic warfare devices they put in the FBI's aircraft. And they were jamming civilians' cell phone devices and collecting cell phone data and conversations, even though they had no warrant to do such a thing. Okay? And they were also using their thermal on their aircraft to try and give the police in Ferguson the positions of the protesters and also of the people that were guarding buildings. Imagine that. So I think with the longstanding history of corruption in the FBI and the fact that civilians and Trump's lawyers have uncovered 100 times more corruption in this election than the FBI has, I think it's safe to say the FBI doesn't work for the American people anymore. And we need to defund those crooks and defund the criminals in the NSA because they have the information to expose all of this voter corruption, and they haven't done a damn thing to help the American people with honest elections. And I think we need to defund them and disband them. The FBI and the NSA are nothing but criminal cabals working for the deep state, and they need to go.
No question about that. Again, I wanted to get on the air and encourage your listeners to call you and somehow, some way, come up with the money to get into thermal imaging for their rifles. It is absolutely, as you said, Sam, crucial. I believe it's the most important thing next to having a rifle.
Yes.
I got to tell you something, guys. It turns night into daytime, and that's what you want. I don't have the best one on the market, but let me tell you, I am really glad and proud that I scraped up the money. You guys, we're running out of time, you listeners. Please get into thermal for your rifles. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, we probably sell more thermal than anybody, and I appreciate that, Wayne. If you're hearing what we're saying, understand that not only is thermal a huge advantage over night vision in the dark, Night vision is useless to you in the daytime, where in the daytime, a threat that would not be seen with binoculars or a spotting scope or a rifle scope can easily be detected in the daytime. Thermal works day or night, and it works way better than anything else in the dark. And you don't have to light yourself up with an illuminator, with an infrared illuminator like you do with night vision occasionally. You don't have to light yourself up with a tactical light to try and inspect an area. Thermal just works, and it works quietly, passively, and it's extremely hard to detect.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is Chris in North Carolina. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. I just want to start out real quick and just say that it's kind of a product plug, but I was been listening for a long time, and I finally bought one of your energy cleaners, and I'm going to tell you, all my pain's not gone, but I sleep better than I've slept in years. So that's just real quick. I also wanted to say that I heard Sam on Hagman, and I just want him to know that, you know, I feel for what he's going through, and I'm going to be sending him a donation. But my question is, Sam, I have spent a considerable amount of money the last year buying night vision, and I really do like it. But I'm looking for something possibly to supplement my night vision with thermal. Is there any sort of like a handheld unit or something that can be used to scan with?
Sure.
That's worth anything?
Well, in a tactical situation, you want to identify the threat and quickly eliminate it. So the far better option is to get a thermal weapon sight. Most people, most operators use their night vision for navigating because you can see through the windshield mm-hmm. of a truck or you can see through the canopy of a helicopter. So the night vision is used for navigating and searching.
Right.
And then if you see something that might look suspicious and you're not sure if it's a threat or not, then you go to your weapon sight and look at it with thermal, and that will give you the answer generally immediately, and you can deal with it because you're on your weapon now. Your finger is probably right above the trigger on the frame, mm-hmm. and you can thumb the safety down and eliminate the threat, like right now.
Okay.
If I were you and I didn't have any need to see through glass, I would probably sell the night vision because you can get top dollar for it right now, and I would get a really good thermal weapon sight. But if you have the financial resources and you don't have to sell the night vision to get the thermal, then I would mount the night vision on my helmet and use it for navigation mm-hmm. and buy a thermal weapon sight, because a thermal weapon sight will detect threats during the daytime that you can't see in the daytime with your optics. The thermal will see.
Now,
you
would
can
those,
use the
would
thermal
those actually
day or night.
Okay, now would that actually replace, like, let's say the actual, because like right now I've got an aim point on it. Would that actually replace that, or would it be using that as well?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. You can, most aim points have a quick connect mount.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going indoors, you can use the aim point. If you're outside and you're looking for threats, you can put the aim point in your pocket and you can toss the thermal on there. And as long as you zero them both effectively and you mount them to a Picatinny rail, your aim won't change. Your zero won't change even more than a quarter of a minute, just switching the sights back and forth.
Okay. Well, yeah, because, I mean, when I bought the night vision, that was the main reason was I do a lot of, you know, going out in the woods with my kids. We like to look at the stars. I mean, it's cool.
It's
like
amazing.
You said, for navigating, it really works really well. And I'm not going to sell that, but, you know, money, to be honest with you, who knows what money's going to be worth here for too long anyway, so why hold on to it? But I guess my question are now, what are some of the models that I should be looking at?
So we sell thermals at four price points based on what type of weapon you're mounting them to and how far you want to be able to detect threats and shoot. So there's a particular Pulsar model that's $5,000 that's the lower end, and it's a very popular option right now because it's 640 by 480 resolution. It's 50 hertz, and it's 17 micron, so you get this beautiful picture out to 600-800 yards. You can shoot very effectively with it to 400 yards in not ideal conditions. And the other thing is, it's shaped like a 30 millimeter rifle scope. So what everybody's doing now that doesn't want to spend a ton of money, like 10 grand on thermal, is they're buying this $5,000 Pulsar unit, and then you can take a 30 millimeter ring mount and put an RMR red dot on your thermal.
So now, like an offset?
Yeah, just offset it 30 to 45 degrees to the inside. So if you're right-handed, you're going to index it to the left as you're looking from the butt of the rifle down the barrel. You're going to index it to about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And now you have the best of all worlds. You've got your red dot you can use to fight with inside or outside during the day. And then you've got your thermal there you can turn on to detect threats in the day or the night. And it's a really slick setup for the money. I mean, it's amazing. All in all, you'll have less than $5,500 in both systems. And they just work seamlessly together. And that's been the real popular setup for the AR.
Yeah, because that's what I've got. I've actually got an 11.5 that I've got a suppressor on the front of. And I actually took
perfect.
It to a class, which I would love to take one of your classes in the future, but I just took a two-day class about 2 weeks ago and ran it really hard in the rain and the mud and everything. And it held up really well, and I was pleased with it. But I'm really looking into doing more of the night, because, I mean, we ran into a huge storm last week or week before, and we lost power for 5 days, you know, over Halloween. And I stayed at the house because I was like, you know, I'm not going to have people breaking in my house and stealing stuff while people aren't in the neighborhood. But, you know, I sent my kids over to my in-laws. But,
sure.
You know, I said, I'm going to stay here at the house. And the night vision was great. I could see everything, you know. But like you said, it's just one of those things where when you hear something in the woods and I turn and look in the woods and I don't see the critter until it's, you know, 50, 60 feet away because it blended in with the night vision.
Well, the interesting thing about night vision is that if someone knows how to camouflage themselves and they're 30 to 50 yards away and you look at them with night vision, you're not going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You will not find that person. But if someone is 300 yards away and they know how to camouflage themselves really well, and you look at them with thermal, they're going to glow like a bonfire.
Right.
You're going to find them like right now. And so the advantage of thermal for threat detection in the dark is just incredible. And it's also incredible in the daytime. You can use your thermal day or night for threat detection. A lot of people don't know that. They think of it as night vision, but it's really not. It's a day-night sight that is incredibly effective.
Okay. Well, could you shoot me your phone number real fast again, and when would be a good time to call you about that unit you were talking about?
Yeah, just give me a call at 417-718-2597.
Okay.
And
is there any particular day that works best for you?
I'm going to be pretty busy. I've been training people, and I've got a lot of stuff to catch up with here, from yard work to the bank to talking to the lawyers. We have an issue at the Freedom Center, John, where our partner's ex-wife is now trying to take the land and force us off the Freedom Center land. And Mr. Hagman was kind enough to set up a legal defense fund for us because we're in the middle of a big court battle right now that started last week. So there are people helping us with that, sending in donations through PayPal. The email is freedomcenterusa777@gmail.com. So if you want to donate a few bucks to the Freedom Center to help us fight this legal battle, that would be really greatly appreciated. If you want to give me a call or thermal, that's always helpful too. 417-718-2597. I'll start picking up the phone Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold
on. I'll definitely be sending you a donation.
Thank you very much for that. I sure appreciate
it. For the call.
Yes,
we
sir.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We have a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th day of November. This hour sponsored by EMP Shield. You want that vehicle to make that one most important trip? Get yourself an EMP Shield. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone is 417-718-2597. If you want to make a donation to the Legal Defense Fund to help Sam keep the place open, what is that email address, Sam? Hello, Sam.
Freedom Center USA 777 at gmail.com.
Okay. Freedom Center USA 777 at gmail.com. If you have a PayPal account, set one up. It's real easy. It takes just a few minutes, and you can make your donation to the Freedom Center. I've known about this for several weeks, and it's an unfortunate circumstance.
It's an amazing thing. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, John. I never imagined that Senator Blunt, U.S. Missouri senators, one of his best friends, Steve Plaster, a Republican pirate, would try and shut down a center that's training civilians in firearms. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, and, it is amazing. And I don't know the details. I haven't reviewed the paperwork, but I have every hope and belief that you will prevail in this matter.
I think we will. I really do. It's just when you're going up against someone that is worth $800 million, their mode of operation is to file a lawsuit, is to drag the proceedings out and try and drain the other side financially till they finally give in and allow you to steal their land. And that's the situation. You know, we have a 10-year lease. We paid for all 10 years up front back in 2017. We have an option to buy. And this wealthy friend of Senator Roy Blunt has convinced his sister to file a lawsuit. He's actually using his sister as a proxy, and it's really disappointing. But, you know, we're going to fight this thing. We're going to win it one way or the other. And we're going to continue training civilians in the skills that preserve freedom in the United States. And we're not going to let them shut us down.
Well, that's the right attitude, and I believe you will prevail. Well, give us updates as they come available, Sam.
Certainly.
And we'll keep track of this thing. I'll put a link on my website for donations today after I talk to my webmaster. Well, moving on from there, what direction you want to go next, Sam?
Well, I really want to talk about, you know, I like to look at life from a Pareto analysis perspective. And for those of you that haven't heard this before, Pareto was an Italian engineer who came up with this brilliant idea, so unique that they named it after him. It's kind of like a top 10 list of what goes wrong. And so when I watch my students or we analyze people in training, we're looking for what is slowing this person up. What is the number one thing that's costing this person the most time, keeping them from being fast, efficient, and effective with their firearm? Invariably, it is the mag change. People are not practicing their magazine changes enough. And so if you are grabbing the mag improperly that you're going to insert in your weapon, you make it 10 times more difficult to quickly get it in and get the gun up and running. Okay? If you don't have an extended slide lock on your pistol where you can, as you insert the mag, close the slide and pull the trigger, you're slowing yourself down. But the biggest delay is always in the way they grab the magazine before they try and put it in the gun. We don't want our thumb wrapped around the backside of the magazine. If you have a Glock, you've got holes in your mag that tell you how many rounds are loaded. You can kind of peek through the holes and see the primer or the back of the brass. That's the side of the magazine you don't want to touch. Do not wrap any fingers around the back of the mag. Always hold the mag from the sides with your index finger running vertically up the front of the magazine. And so on an AR-15, when you go to insert the mag and you're properly holding it from the sides with your finger running up the front of the mag, you can now insert the mag quickly. And as you feel the magazine lock into place, you can open your hand and roll your palm in to the left side of the weapon, and your thumb goes directly to the bolt release, and you can release the bolt and pull the trigger. And you can do this in less than a quarter of a second. From the time the mag seats to the time you close the bolt to the time you pull the trigger should never be over half a second. And if you practice this, you can get really good at it. Most trigger systems will ride the bolt carrier home to the firing pin. So if you seat the mag, close the bolt, and pull the trigger almost the same time you close the bolt, the gun's going to go bang. And you can get the gun back in the fight very, very quickly.
Good to know. Good to know. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where we have a lot that you can see. We're going to have a PayPal donation link there before the day is over to help Sam fight this legal battle. That's very important to keep this going. Also, my website, if you got arthritis pain, we got something that'll help. It may not be complete relief, but as you heard a moment ago, it will be some relief, plus getting a great night's sleep. That's a great combination. That's what we focus on with the Energy Cleaner. And you can check out the Energy Cleaner, the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is right there also. And I have a toll-free hour line. Keeping in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee from me to you personally. The toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, and Sam Andrews is our guest. He is a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, under attack by a multimillionaire who wants to shut him down. And the Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone, beginning Wednesday afternoon, he'll answer the phone, 417-718-2597. Well, I don't know if you know it, Sam, but Doug Hagman was under a legal battle against a Hillary Clinton operative for years, many years, that he finally settled. not too long ago. So he's very intimately familiar with how these things go.
Yeah, he told me a little bit about that on the phone, and he said, it's not a coincidence that I bring you on to the Hagman Report, and five days later, there's a note on your door with a lawsuit. He said, anyone who works with me comes under attack, as I have been. And he said, it's been a very consistent pattern of behavior from the deep state. And I think it's fascinating that you have these ultra rich, powerful Republicans trying to shut down a range that's training civilians at a high level. They don't want that to happen. They want to stop that. And I looked back at our records this year, and we trained over 300 Americans. And, you know, we've always wanted to be a force multiplier. And I got several phone calls in the last month, people telling me, yeah, you trained my friend, and they came to the range, and they taught us the stuff that you were teaching them. And, you know, that is exactly why we started the Freedom Center, is to be a force multiplier. And it looks like right now, for every person we train at the Freedom Center, they're going back to their home state, and they're training at least minimum 3 to 5 people. Now, the guys that run the security teams for their churches, the guys that are in law enforcement, the guys that are running patriot groups, you know, they're training a lot more people with the information and skills we give them. And, you know, maybe the 16 and 18-year-old gals we had in our class this week aren't going to go out and train their friends. So, but it's averaging out to almost 5 people. So for every person we train, there's 5 other people getting some of this information in their firearm skills toolbox. And so if we train 300 people, that's 1,500 people a year that are dramatically improving their firearm skills and their ability to fight. And that's why we run the Freedom Center.
Absolutely. Wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. We have a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
4:30 or something. Hey, am I live now?
You are live.
Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, a couple of things that I wanted to mention since you guys were talking about kind of, you know, security forces and stuff. I ran into an ex-intelligence officer not too long ago who told me that, you know, well, I started talking to him, and basically I was trying to point out that if your neighbors aren't prepared, you're not prepared. And I've tried to get messages to our local sheriff about this sort of stuff. I run into people that are really concerned about China, and I just don't think China's that big of a threat, because would it not take something crazy like 9 million Chinese troops plus all the infrastructure to invade this country? I mean, all the support, you know, pre-placing the equipment, and it would be too obvious that China was going to invade if that much was going on.
Well, China is a threat, but there are other threats. And keep in mind that China funds those other threats. It's not just as simple as Chinese troops or no Chinese troops. It's also, wars are fought on 3 fronts: the intelligence front, the logistical financial front, and the direct action fighting. And so you can have enemies that are supporting each other in any one of those 3 ways, and that can be lethal to allow that to continue or to go on, any one of those 3.
Well, to me, it seems like an internal threat would be a bigger deal, like, say, you know, Chicago economy collapses, like during the Great Depression, we had lots of, like, derelict people just roaming around and signs outside of town saying, move on, we don't need any more men here, no jobs, that sort of stuff. And then you end up with people that are just mucking about causing trouble, you know, trying to break in, steal chickens or whatever.
Well, very true. And, you know, a modern example of that is the violence in South Africa. You know, if you want a precursor as to how this stuff starts to play out, look at what's gone on in South Africa in the last 40 years, including up to this very day.
Well, then I also had a question
about... All communists inspired, I might add. All communists inspired in South Africa and here. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I had a question about the cleaner thing that you've got. Has anybody combine that. I'm sure you wouldn't want to use it at the same time, but I've seen some of these things that seem pretty convincing where you can detox through your feet. I would think that those would work together, but you'd be able to tell.
That's a different protocol, I've used that myself, and it does work. There's a place for that, absolutely. Yeah.
But then you would be able to tell if the other is working.
Right, it's called ionic foot soak is what that is. And
but you'd be able to tell because, like, your detox from the energy cleaner would reinforce what you're doing through the foot soak, and you should be able to tell.
Yes.
I would think a big difference between both of them working.
I don't know.
It'd just be like a non-scientific way.
Well, you have to be cautious not to do too much too fast because of the Herxheimer effect. But yes, they would work together, right?
Yeah. All right, dudes, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Fred, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Fred.
I got a question online here. If you're using night vision and you have an IR illuminator, will it allow you to see through glass?
Yes.
It will, okay.
Yes, and keep in mind that IR illuminator also allows anyone else with night vision to identify you.
Well, obviously, it's like you're holding up a spotlight and saying, here I am, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's see. That was Mike, and I got the names mixed up. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, go ahead, sir.
I heard a woman's voice say Ohio, I think.
Well, I don't see anybody in Ohio. How about Kyle in Montana?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I had a couple of quick three questions, Sam. One, I have heard, as far as that thermal and your footprint goes, I have heard that those white Army-issued bunny boots, I used to wear those. I still have two pair of them. Will allow you to walk without being thermally detected. And if that's correct, I was wondering if there's ever been any temperature check on how many degrees it takes to insulate your foot from the snow in order to be able to tell, you know, to be able to not have that signature.
Well, the modern thermal engines can differentiate like a quarter of a degree in temperature. So you don't have a lot of leeway with the footprint issue. I mean, you've got to be either really, really good or it's not going to work. So,
okay.
That's question number one. You got a second question?
Yep, I got actually two more. The second question is this: on your mag change, when you're talking about that, that's some really good information. Question is: on one of my rifles, seemingly no matter which magazine I use, if it's full, the magazine being the 30-round clip and full, and the bolt is closed, it does not want to close all the way very well.
Right. And so, like with a 30-round mag with a standard spring, we run 28 rounds in that, in our kit. We don't fill them all the way to the top. We run 28 in a 30-round mag. Now, if we have a stainless steel nitrided mag, we can run 32. We've got room for 32, but we only run 30 in those mags. They're legitimate 30-round mags, and you can seat them easily even with the bolt closed. But that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people may not be aware of the fact that if you stuff your mags completely full and your bolt on your weapon system is closed, it's going to make the magazine more difficult to seat in a hurry.
Yes, that's a fact. The other thing that I was going to throw out there, I have been in contact with some of our state senators, and I'm talking, you know, local state ones, guys that and because this year Montana went completely Republican in every single office that there is, and I don't know if other people are out there in other states that are more Republican leaning. If you can get in touch with your state senators and start talking to them about preemptive laws. So I have been. And come to find out, one of the guys has been listening to me on the radio, of all things, and he has come up with an idea that I have never thought of. So one of the things, one of the laws they're fixing, are going to try to get passed as soon as our legislature, our state legislature, comes into existence, is what's, they're creating what's called a nullification committee. And he's going to put 13 people on this board of this nullification committee, and any law that comes from the federal government, edict, passed, any kind of legislation whatsoever, he said, he's going to, this nullification committee is going to look at it, and if it does not fit with Montana State Constitution or the Constitution in general, they're going to nullify its effects and will not allow it to take place in the state of Montana. I thought that was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that's an excellent thing, but you know, the ultimate arbiter, and John can speak to this, of nullification in the real world is your county sheriff. They're the chief executive officer for executing the laws and enforcing the laws in a particular county. And so the nullification committee, combined with a constitutional sheriff, is about as much political cover as you can get.
Right.
It is.
I agree.
It is.
I talked to him about that very thing. And in fact, because we know that under Obama, you know, he was using the IRS to come after conservatives, conservative companies, conservative anything. You know, and I told him, I said, well, one of the things this nullification committee could, or one of the, I'm sorry, one of the laws of these 26 that he's got ready to go could say, you could create one more, or if it's not part of one, put it in one that says the Internal Revenue Service cannot operate in the state of Montana unless they get specific approval from the county sheriff and the county attorney in whatever specific county in the state of Montana that that they want to operate in.
Yeah, that's a really interesting way of combating it, and it needs to be done across the country, and you're going to see more moves like this. It won't just be Montana moving that direction, because the federal government has just about reached its threshold of abuse that people are willing to tolerate. And I promise you, if we let them steal this presidential election, they will take total control, and you will see gun confiscation, you will see mandatory vaccines, mass genocide. This whole snowball will begin to roll, and it'll be very, very painful and difficult to stop. We cannot let them steal this election under any circumstance.
I agree, Sam. You know, the other thought that people are missing here, and it's, I think it's as critical as anything, is that if we allow him to take office, there's going to be 30 to 40 million illegals going to instantly get citizenship. Plus, he's going to expand the Social Security and Medicare rolls. He's going to bankrupt this country. And it isn't going to matter what kind of cover we've got, because we'll be in the worst depression that ever has happened on the planet.
Yep. I agree. 100%.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay,
thank
Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Hi, Sam. I have a quick question for you. On an H&K claw mount for a scope, I've tried to modify it by taking the top of the rings off. I put a appliance across the top so I could bolt that on, and I bolted a small rail on top of that. So that added quite a bit of height to where the scope would attach to the top of the receiver. Does that change, or is that possible to zero in with the altitude being that high off the receiver?
Sure. So normally, are you on an AR-15 or a semi-auto
H&K
with a pick rail? H&K?
H&K.
Okay. So normally on an H&K, is it like a 416 or what is it?
It's a 91.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're going to be a little tired. So on a typical AR-15, you mount a red dot on top of that or a scope on top of that. Your bore line, the center of your barrel compared to the center of your optic, your optic is going to be about 2.7 to 2.8 inches high. On the 91, okay, it's possibly that it's 3 to 3.2 inches above the bore line. Okay. So now you add something on top of that, okay, you might be 4 inches above the bore line, okay?
Okay.
And so I found it really useful to zero those upper pieces at 60 to 70 yards,
okay?
And then if you have to shoot closer with that large bore line to sight line difference, let's say you're even 6 inches above the bore line, you're crazy high above the bore line, right?
Yes.
Now, if you're at 60 yards, zero. At the muzzle, you'd be 6 inches low from your aim point. At 20 yards, you'd be 4 inches low. And at 40 yards, you'd be 2 inches low.
So I can just divide it just by threes, moving the gun,
and you've got your 60, 40, and 20-yard zeros, and you can be really right. effective with it.
Okay. You're the only guy in town that knows what the hell you're talking about, Sam. And I'm going to help you as much as I can with your problems.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and you don't know how much I appreciate that. But, you know, it's a great question that you ask, and a lot of people don't understand bore line to sight line and how to shoot at close ranges. And it's really simple. Zero your weapon sight at 60 yards, get a perfect zero, and then understand, divide your bore line to sight line difference by three. So okay. If you've got a 3-inch difference, if you're 40 yards in, if you're 1/3 closer, right, you're an inch low. If you're at 20 yards, you're 2 inches low. And if you're right up close inside, you're going to be right about 3 inches low is where your bullet's going to hit. It's simple to remember, simple to execute under stress. We worked on that in the class this week on putting the dot on the forehead when you're at 20 yards.
Yes, sir. Okay, in closing, I just wanted to get clear on that. I only heard you run it once. Freedom Center and something missing, and then 777.com. Could you fill me in, please?
Freedom Center, then the letters USA. 777. Freedom Center, USA, 777.
Is the center spelled out as center, C-E-N-T-E-R?
Yes, C-E-N-T-E-R.
So I'm going to go Freedom Center USA 777.com.
Oh, at gmail.com.
And then I can PayPal gmail. That money to you, sir?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
Oh, at gmail. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Oh. Gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to run it real last time. Freedom Center USA 777 at gmail.com. Is that right, Sam?
That's it. You've got it. That's a good copy.
You'll be seeing some money real soon, man. I really appreciate
you, brother.
People. God bless America, Sam.
There'll be a PayPal donation link on my website before the day is over. And we need to make this
much.
A priority, everybody. Yeah, thanks for the call there, Fred. Got about 3 minutes here, Sam, to get out the word you need to get out this week, sir.
Yeah, I think in the spirit of Winston Churchill, and you played this recording early in the show, he said, "We will wage war with all our might." I don't know a single father or mother in the United States of America that would look their child in the eye and say, "You know what? I'm not willing to fight this battle for you and your children. I'm going to leave it to you to fight." Every adult in America should be paying attention, engaged, and ready to fight for the very lives of your children and grandchildren. Keep in mind, this is not about just control. This whole thing with the election corruption is not just about political control. It's about genocide. It's about population reduction. They need to get rid of Trump, neutralize Trump. They need to confiscate the rifles of the American citizens, both male and female, to execute their genocide program, their population reduction program. I am telling you, now is the time to get ready to fight. If the Supreme Court does not stand up and protect the integrity of our presidential election, this republic is gone, and we're going to have to fight to get it back. So you all better be ready to fight.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Absolutely, Sam. And one way to do that is to take training at Freedom Center USA. Be ready spiritually, emotionally, and physically for what's coming at us. We have a few weeks. We don't know how many weeks until all hell breaks loose, in my opinion. And we need to make the best use of this time, don't we, sir?
We really do. And if you live in a suburb or in the city, it's entirely possible that the Supreme Court will do its job and they'll overturn this corrupt election and Trump will be president. At the moment that is realized by the general public, incredible violence is going to break out. And you need to be ready for it. You need to have a plan, and you need to have a backup plan if your first plan doesn't look so good when things start unfolding.
Absolutely. That's exactly what needs to be happening. Down to 2 minutes here, Sam.
Yeah, if you need thermal, call me. I can still get it. Okay? If you need advice on how to set up a site on a weapon system, call me. I'll explain it to you quickly and make it simple for you. Okay? If you need training, we still have two slots open for, I want to get this right, December 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Call me. I will put you in that class. It will change your life. Your skills with a weapon will go up 1,000-fold, and you will have a much better chance of defending yourself and your family. If you have the time and you have the cash and you get in that 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th class, we have a follow-up class, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of December, which is the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Course. Once you get the first 4 days of training and you come back and take those next 3 days of training, you will be incredibly effective from behind cover fighting with a weapon. And you need that 7 days of training to really get the fundamentals that you need to be effective. And I would highly recommend, if you have the ability and the time to do it, that you give me a call and get in those classes, because it will change everything for you.
Absolutely. I encourage people to do that. Get this training while you can. Sam, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, sir. And we'll get that pay. You're going to have to set up the PayPal account and get that through my webmaster, but we'll get that done.
Well, I can't thank you enough for all the help, John. And I thank RBN and you, John, for what you do. And I want everybody to know this country's worth fighting for.
Absolutely.
So absolutely dig in, get ready, and do what you have to do. Don't procrastinate. The time is near.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
John, let freedom ring. Have a great week, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll be along with Doug Hagman this evening. We pre-record the show earlier in the day. I'll be on with Doug Hagman this evening for 2 hours. That's my Monday visit with Doug Hagman. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. It'll be a lot of fun. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.